ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. So good afternoon to all of you. I'd like to thank all of you for giving us this wonderful opportunity and sharing some ideas with you. As he said, BASE stands for Bhakti Vedanta Academy of Culture and Education. And its basic purpose is to propagate Vedic education, Vedic culture, especially among the youth of India and abroad. I can see that all of you are very bright-faced young engineers and you have a lot of aspirations, a lot of ambitions. But don't mind, this kind of education won't assure that all of you will have good character, good moral values. Am I right? Yes or no?
Yes.
You see, normally we see in most prestigious professional colleges like IITs, BITS Pilani, BU College, Delhi College of Engineering, IIMs, many students are there who have, they excel in their studies, but simultaneously they have bad habits also. So this material education is not a guarantee that you are having a good character or good moral values. And until unless we have good foundation, good sound foundation, we can't be assured of bliss in our life. So basic purpose of BASE is Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, that everyone should be happy. Now all of you, I think most of you from the first year engineering students, would you please raise your hands? Okay, almost I think 95 to, okay, good. So you have got into this prestigious college after a lot of struggle and competition. Is it right? Okay. So you are having some sense of achievement also. But along with the sense of achievement, let's admit that you are having anxieties also. I'm not talking of ragging. There are other anxieties also. Because now since you have made it to this prestigious college, you have a lot of hopes. Your parents have a lot of hopes from you. Your relatives, your friends. Okay, now my son has got admission into NSIT, one of the top 10 or 20 colleges in India. So now he's a computer engineer or he'll be a communication engineer, so what. So now you have a lot of aspirations to fill. Now you must be having a lot of anxieties also, that if I'm not able to make it, if I'm not able to fulfill my parents' expectations, then what will happen? What will happen? What will my friends think? What will my relatives will think that if I'm not able to make it? So these anxieties are always there. Then you also must have experienced that some days we feel very elated, we feel very happy, and on some other days we feel very down. And we can also feel that without any reason, sometimes we feel that we are depressed. Isn't it? And sometimes it happens that we plan something and when we try to execute that plan, on the way we lose our determination. The lack of determination, lack of enthusiasm. Have you ever analyzed why these problems are there? And these problems are common. Whether you belong to this college or other college, whether you are an Indian or an American or a British, these problems are always common. So have you ever tried to analyze why these problems are there? What is the root cause? Can any one of you say? What is the root cause of such problems? You see, normally these kind of problems have two kinds of solutions. One is a symptomatic solution and another is a holistic solution. In the symptomatic solution, you can go to a doctor, he can say, oh, you are suffering from some anxiety syndrome, take this medicine, you have a good sleep, then you will be able to overcome this anxiety. Or you can go for a walk, or you can take a break, you can go to a hill station and let's see, you can improve. This is a symptomatic solution, treating the symptoms only. But the other approach is holistic. Holistic approach means we should try to find the root cause of the problem and then attack the problem there only. So today we will be discussing this holistic solution. And this holistic solution is based on the teachings of the Vedas. So the root cause of all this problem is lack of mind control. We are not having mind under our control. In a way, we are the servants of our mind. We are the servant of our moods. Despite planning so much, we fail. Why? Because we surrender to our mind. You know, you must have realized when you have some exams and the simultaneous India-Pakistan match is going on. So, what kind of conflict you face? You face these conflicts? On one side, very interesting match is going on, and the next day you have some exams. You say, okay, let me go once, let me just see score only, that's all, I won't sit. And the moment you switch on your TV just to see the score, okay, let me see one more ball, let me see one more over, and finally you realize that you have wasted 2 or 3 hours. So this problem is all of us. So today we'll be discussing what is mind control and how it can help us in leading a balanced life. In Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, the whole chapter has been dedicated to the techniques in mind control. And it is said, it is difficult to conquer the mind and it is very very easy to conquer the whole world. One can conquer the whole world, but it is very very difficult to conquer the mind. That's why Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, Jitātmana prashantasya paramātmā samāhitā śītoṣaṇa sukha dukkheṣu tathā mānāpamānayo. It is said that one who has conquered the mind, he has already achieved God. That is the topmost, he has already achieved God. And śītoṣaṇa sukha dukkheṣu tathā mānāpamānayo. That this kind of a person is equipoised in heat and cold, in distress and happiness, in honor and dishonor. So this is our aim. So all of you are technocrats, okay, and we all are in 21st century, and this 21st century science is making rapid progress. The whole world has shrunk, okay. Now we have latest laptop computers, mobile phones, palm top computers, express highways, emails, everything is there. The whole world has shrunk. Now what was the basic purpose for these technological advancements? What was the basic purpose? Please say, what was the basic purpose of the science for making all these advancements? Comfortable. Very nice. And? Very nice. What's your name?
Lokesh.
Lokesh. Thanks. Anyone else? One is to make our life comfortable and?
Eagerness
to? What? To explore. Very nice. Ultimately, eagerness to explore so that I can find a better way of living, more comfortable way of living. And second is, I want to save on time. So basic purpose of advancement in science was to have a comfortable way of living and to save on time. Now let's analyze whether we have achieved these two purposes or not. First, we will take time. You see, everyone today is hard pressed for time. No? Am I right? I remember that few days back, I went to a party and there one 5-year-old kid was there. So everyone in the party was coming and they were playing with that little boy. It was just, you know, very nicely they were putting something on his cheek, slapping him on the cheek and say, "Baby, what's your good name? In which school do you go?" And that little innocent boy was saying, "My name is this, I go to this school." And after some time, one more guest will come, he'll again play with that baby and he'll also again answer the same question. Now slowly and slowly this little boy got fed up. And the next person asked him, "What's your good name? Which school do you go?" He said, "I don't have time. Visit me at baby.com. I don't have time for these FAQs." Similarly, this little boy is not having time. You ask a beggar on the street, he doesn't have any time. You ask a multi-millionaire walking in a Mercedes, he doesn't have any time. So where the time has gone? Where the time has gone? We went for these technological advancements to save on time, and the irony is that we don't have time. And the second purpose was to make our life comfortable. Now we can see that our grandparents and grand-grand-old parents, they were having much more comfortable lives than us. They used to have ample time with them. They were leading much more relaxed life. So the question arises is, are we really advancing in the right direction? Next, please. You see, with the increase in technology, we can see all these things have increased. Violence, unemployment, murders, suicides, corruption, and all these things, mental disorders. Few days back, there was a report in the newspaper which said by 2020, India will be a superpower. And simultaneously, there was one more article that by 2020, India will be number one in mental disorders. So, advancement in technology is directly proportional to rise in tension and stress. You see, what are the effects of stress? In America, 70% of the high school students seriously contemplate suicide. Now, this is a trend to follow America. Please don't follow this trend. Okay, in America, when do you commit suicide? When you are totally distressed. America tops. You know in which field? Suicide rates. And the second is Japan. And these two countries are technologically most advanced countries. And a dream of any engineer is to go to America, do MS from nice university and settle down there. For what? Next. You see, mental disorders. It is said in America, one in every third man is going to a psychiatrist. One in third man, you know, 35% approximately, they are visiting psychiatrist. And the problem is, the psychiatrist himself is going to another psychiatrist. He's not able to solve his own problems. So this is mental disorders. Next. Divorce. The statistics says the 75% of the marriages end in divorce in the first 3 years of their marriage. 75%. Such a high rate. You must be knowing about one very famous Hollywood actress. She married 14 times. And her 14th number husband was her previously second number husband. Oh, I think I have seen you somewhere. Don't you remember I was second husband number 2? Oh, 14 times. See, this is a divorce rate. Next. See, we have these role models with us. She was, you all know, and what you know what she said? My only desire is to take birth in a poor family in next life because I consider everybody more happy in that situation. So she was staying in palace and she used to think that persons staying in huts are more happy than her. You see, and the people staying in huts, they think, oh, when the day will come that I'll stay in palace. Next. This is Michael Jackson. Okay. King of Pops. Next. He said in a very famous interview to Oprah, you see, he said this thing that I'm lonely, sad and having to face popularity and all that, but I was used to always cry from loneliness. Further in the interview he says that I sleep like a child. See, Michael Jackson, the King of Pops, he's saying, I sleep like a child. Why you are sleeping like a child? Because after every 2 hours, I get up and I cry. This is his position. After every 2 hours, he's getting up and he's crying. Next. So, it is said that today's world situation can be compared that if we take a pack of dogs and lock them in one room, so what will be the scene in that room? These dogs will be exchanging pleasantries. Hi, hello, how are you? I'm Tommy from Sector 7. I'm Susie from Sector 6. They will be shaking hands and kissing each other and, you know, making friends with each other. No. What will be the scene? What will be the scene in that room? They'll be yelling at each other, barking at each other, thirsty for each other's blood. And this is the situation of today's world. One country is fighting with other country. Within one country, one state is fighting with other state. Within one state, one city is fighting with other city. Within one city, one family is fighting with another family. And within one family, one brother is fighting with other brother. Few months back, there was an article in Times of India. It reported that in Bombay, one 90-year-old woman plotted the murder of her 60-year-old son just for property dispute. So why so much of disturbance and chaos is there in the society? For this chaos and disturbance, we blame politicians, we blame bureaucracy, we blame education system. But the point is, the blame is not outside, the blame is within us. We all have good facilities, we all are gaining knowledge. This knowledge is helping us to manage the world outside us. But there is a world within us also. But the plight is, no school, no college, no institute is giving this knowledge which will help us to manage the world within us. In a way, we all are internally disturbed. And when we are internally disturbed, when I am full of frustration, I will give you frustration only. You can't expect me to give you happiness because I myself is frustrated. So because we all are internally disturbed, we are causing disturbance all over. Now the question arises, why we are internally disturbed? Despite having so much, despite having all the good things in the life, we are internally disturbed. The standard of living over the past year has gone up, but the standard of happiness has gone down. Why? Every intelligent man should think over this. Please, this is my request to all of you. Please don't be trapped in a rat race. An intelligent man should think where I am going, why I am going. You see, it is very nice to run fast, but we should run with our eyes open. It's nice to run fast, but we should run with our eyes open. So don't just chase like anything. We should just analyze why, despite having everything in my life, I am not happy. You see, you all are engineering students and you all must be very good in mathematics. When we solve a mathematical problem, we start with an assumption. Let us assume x is equal to something. And then we take different steps. And then we arrive at a solution. Now if I am not arriving at a good solution, I go back and check each and every step. Still I am not arriving at a right solution. So can you please tell me where I am making the mistake? In the assumption. Similarly, you see, in this life we are all taking good steps. I have got admission to good college, then you get admission to a good company and everything. You have a good salary, everything is there. Will be there, but still happiness won't be there. Why? So where I am making mistake? That means there's something wrong in the assumption, something wrong in the basic philosophy of my life. So today, we'll revisit our assumption. So I request to all of you, please switch off your mobile phones. Please pay undivided attention for the next 40 to 50 minutes. This session can change your life. Believe me, this has changed the lives of millions of people all over the world. This is our most plenary session, but this has changed the lives of millions of people. So I request all of you to please give your undivided attention for the next 50 minutes. And this session will involve a lot of introspection also. Now we were talking that there is something wrong in the basic philosophy based on which we are leading our lives. Now what is that? What is that wrong assumption we are making? So now we'll undertake one exercise. I need a very smart young engineer as a volunteer on the stage. Anyone please? One boy who can volunteer to come on the stage. Please, thank you. Please, come this way.
What's your good name?
Atul Bhatia. Please give me a good hand. Atul, you are a first year student? Which branch?
Computers.
Okay. Now Atul, don't mind. First of all, I should thank you. You will be acting as an instrument for enlightening all of us. But in this 1 minute exercise, I will be hypnotizing you. Okay? Don't be scared. Hypnotizing means, whatever I say, you will have to do that. Okay? Are you ready for that? I'll be extremely thankful to you. Okay? Whatever I say, you will have to just do that in action. And I request all of you, all the audience, please watch him carefully and please experience it yourself also. Whatever I am telling you, you also experience it yourself also. Okay? And this exercise will give us new insights. Yes? Are you ready? Okay. Okay. Now we'll start. Whatever I say, you'll have to do that. Okay? Touch your eyes. Touch your eyes, touch your head, touch your right hand, touch your left hand, touch your right leg, touch your left leg, touch your chest, touch your right shoulder, touch your left shoulder, touch your right knee, touch your left knee. Now touch yourself. Atul, touch yourself. Thank you. Let's give him one hand. You see, through this simple exercise, what we have learnt? That when I told him, touch your eyes, touch your head, touch your feet, touch your legs and all those things, he was touching. But when I said, touch yourself, he didn't know where to touch. That means, this is the identity crisis. We don't know what is our true identity. Whatever we are seeing, these two eyes, two ears, two hands, two legs, this makes my body. This is my body. Then what is my true identity? I say, this is my body. I say, this is my Maruti 800. This is my Suzuki. This is my Hyundai. This is my Mercedes. I never say, I am Mercedes. I am Suzuki. I am Maruti. So this is my body, that means I have to be something different from this body. Then who am I? Who am I? Any idea? One by one please. Yes, Lokesh?
Inner soul.
Inner soul. Anyone else?
Mind.
Your name please?
Sunil.
Sunil. Okay. Yeah. Inner self. But who is that?
Thoughts.
Subconscious mind. Anyone from the back seats? Thoughts. Anyone else please?
You are a combination of your mind, body, thoughts, subconscious self.
No problem. Good try. What's your good name?
Abhinav.
Good try. Anyone else please? I'm not hearing anything from the back seats. Please say. Character. Okay. You see, our true identity is, yes, Venu Madhav, that, next, I am the soul. I am the soul. Soul is the real eternal personality residing in this temporary body. So I am soul. You see, soul is eternal. And this body is temporary. The soul in the body is just like a driver in the car. As long as soul is there in the body can move. We can see, we can hear, we can eat, we can walk, we can laugh. But as soon as soul leaves the body becomes dead as this foot. You must have seen on the highways a truck is passing over a dead dog. The dog doesn't say anything. But you can't dare to touch even one needle to the living dog. So what is the difference? Because the soul has left that the body of dog. So due to soul only, we are showing all the symptoms of life. And as soon as soul leaves the body, we become dead. So which is more important, soul or the body? Say loudly please. Yes.
If your body leaves your soul, can you expect to live
there? Your car won't leave the driver.
Same thing.
No.
Can you live without your body?
Yeah, one sec. Yes, I need a car and the car should be well maintained, that's all. But it is a driver only which drives the car. Car doesn't drive the driver.
So I said which is more important. I didn't say the body is not important. I said which is more important. Soul is more important. But the problem is, in no college, in no school, this knowledge of soul is being given. And this is the root cause of all the problems. Because we don't have any knowledge about the soul, we don't know in which way we should lead our lives. And that is causing all the confusion in the society. Next. You see, what you can do is, you can park your questions. We have last half an hour for all these question answers. And most of your questions will be answered subsequently only, even in this session only. You can please park down your questions, otherwise, you know, the session will go and on. Okay? So, most of the scientists these days don't believe in the existence of soul. They say it is just a chemical combination. So, there was an exhibition in Los Angeles. One scientist took all the chemical compositions of the body. You know, he put it together. You know what was the value? Our we are worth only 110 rupees. If you take all the chemicals in the body and put their value, it comes to 110. You can't even exchange yourself for a king size pizza. This is our value. Next. You see, if one of your friend is having a 1 crore worth Mercedes Maybach and he meets with an accident, so you have two choices. One is to take your friend to hospital who is worth only 110. Another is save this Mercedes which is worth 1 crore. So what will you do? Save our friend, because life is invaluable. Next. So Bhagavad Gita starts with this basic knowledge only. Dehenosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara tatha dehantar praptiha dhiras tatra namuhyati. It is the 13th verse of 2nd chapter. It says that as the embodied soul changes body within this life only, you can see from this picture, the soul remains the same, the body keeps on changing. So within this life only, we are experiencing the change of body. So death is nothing but a process of transfer of soul from one body to another body. So within this life only, we are experiencing so many deaths. This is a very detailed subject. In the next sessions we have more discussion on this. Next. Now what is soul? Now God has got two kind of energies. One is spiritual, another is material. Now the soul consists of the spiritual energy, and the material energy is having these 8 elements. Bhumi, Apo, Anal, Vayu, Kham, Mana, Buddhi, Evacha. That is this Panch Mahabhut, earth, water, fire, air and ether. And this subtle elements is mind, intelligence and ego. Soul comes under spiritual energy. And soul is Sat, Chit and Anand. Now all of you are very intelligent people. I just want all of you to concentrate on this slide. If you can understand this slide, this will really help us in controlling our mind. Now see this slide carefully and tell me whether the mind comes in material energy or spiritual energy. Mind is material or spiritual? Material. Material is inferior or spiritual is inferior? Material energy is inferior. And what is our true identity? We are spiritual or material? That means by my nature I should be superior to mind or inferior to mind? That should give us a lot of confidence. If I am superior to mind, I should be able to master the mind. The only problem is I am not aware of my natural position. This is because of identity crisis only. If I am aware of my natural position and if I bring myself back to my natural position, it will become very, very natural for me to control the mind, because naturally I am superior to the mind. The problem is presently I am serving the mind. I am under mind because I am not aware of my natural position. Next. You see, this is very interesting how mind, body and senses work in tandem. Mind has got 3 things. Is storehouse of thoughts, unfulfilled desires and past experiences. And there are 5 knowledge acquiring senses: Gyan Indriya, eyes, nose, tongue, ear and skin. And above that is intelligence. You see, mind has got all kinds of desires, but still it can't make decision on its own. Who makes the decision? Intelligence. All of you are very intelligent. Now see this picture carefully. How they work in tandem? These 5 senses are there. These 5 senses are just like these 5 fingers joined to the palm. Similarly, the 5 knowledge acquiring senses are joined to the mind. Now, how they work in tandem? You see, I'll give you an example on a lighter side. A young boy is walking on a Sunday evening in, not Sunday evening, say Monday evening in Connaught Place. Okay? And on the other side of the road, he sees a young beautiful girl. Now eyes have seen the form of the girl and the signal has gone to the mind. And the mind has says, okay, let's go and chase her. So the boy starts chasing. And the boy starts chasing, the intelligence comes into the play. And intelligence says, my dear boy, please remember your past experience. And this boy stops for a while. He goes through the mind, it has past experience. Now the past experience was not good. But the appeal from other side was very strong. So he had two options, whether to ignore the message and go ahead. So he ignored the message and went ahead. Now this time if he meets with a success, good. If he meets with a failure, again it will go as unfulfilled desire. This is how continuously senses, mind and intelligence, they are working in tandem with each other. This will be more clear in the next slide. In the Katha Upanishad, this body has been compared with a chariot. This chariot has got 5 horses. These 5 horses represent 5 senses. Intelligence is the driver. And who is the passenger? No, it is me. If you say soul, it appears that you are talking of a third person. Oh, some soul is sitting on the chariot. Then you won't experience this humpy dumpy ride. So I want you to experience this ride. Imagine yourself sitting on this chariot. You are that soul, you are sitting on this chariot. And this chariot has got 5 horses. Your intelligence is the driver. Okay? Now, please look carefully at the faces of the horses. How are they feeling? What is the expression on the horse's face? How are they feeling? Stressed out, frustrated, angry, fearful, full of anxieties. Okay? And these horses are representing our 5 senses. Now can you please tell me, how is intelligence feeling? Now see it carefully please. Worried. He's just saying the things are not under his control. And how are you feeling, sir? Sitting on this chariot? Just see yourself on this in this picture. Oh. See it carefully. Uncomfortable, you know. Fearful, bewildered, confused. What's happening? You wanted to go to airport, you have landed at a bus stop. So why? Why this situation has arisen? Why? What is the root cause? See it carefully, you'll get the answer. One by one, please. Raise your hand and then say. Yes, please. How? No. Mind is in the hand of? Again, very easy answer. Yes, Prabhuji. Okay. One second, yes.
The mind is not being able to control the horses.
Why? Just what is the condition of mind? Loose. Yes. Very nice. Thank you. What's your good name?
Arnav.
Arnav. Thanks a lot, Arnav. Because the mind is in loose condition. The reins are loose. Reins are loose. That's why horses are going hither and thither. They are not having any direction. This loose mind means just do it. Just do it. Jo man mein aa raha hai, karo. Just do it. You are doing just do it, you just get it also. You'll get all kinds of problems. You see, it's not a good achievement that I work on my instincts. This is animistic propensity to work by instincts. An intelligent human being should have some control. He should lead his life as per rules and regulations. We have vivid examples of American civilization. They are leading this life based on this philosophy. Just do it. And we can know, we have discussed in the first session, first part of the session, how they are suffering. All kinds of diseases are there, all kinds of mental disorders are there, because they are following this philosophy of just do it. You see, how miserable is the soul, how miserable are we? We want to do so many things because we don't have mind under our control. We are landing somewhere else. So now, in this condition, whether mind is our friend or enemy, enemy, not only the enmity state, is our worst enemy. Vedas explain that this situation is just like a wife having not 1, 2, 3, 4, but 5 paramours. And we are that poor husband sitting on the chariot. And this wife is planning the murder of her poor husband. And this poor husband is thinking, oh, 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 my wife is Sati Savitri. Whatever she says, I will do. So see, we are following, following the dictates of our mind. Whatever mind says, we will do. We don't know this mind is our worst enemy. So if you are staying continuously 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year with your worst enemy, how can you expect happiness? You tell me. If we have some enemy now in this world, we don't even like to see his or her face. Now here we are spending our days and nights, months together, our life with our worst ever enemy. So what to do? Normally, how do we tackle our enemies? What techniques we apply in tackling our enemies? Avoid. Who said? Avoid. Very nice. What else? Yeah, who said this? What's your good name, sir? Jaspreet. Jaspreet, thank you. So let's give him a good hand, you know. Jaspreet, very nice answer. This is the only way, Jaspreet, very nice, thank you. This is the only way to tackle our worst enemy. We'll convert our worst enemy to our best friend. Are you ready for this? You are not very enthusiastic.
Yes, sir.
I thought you are enjoying your stay with your worst enemy. So this is a mind control technique to convert our worst enemy to our best friend. Now we have to tackle our worst enemy. Now we should know, we should plan strategy, what is the nature of my enemy, how it functions, only then I can plan some strategies. Okay? Now, we'll just see, in this condition, uncontrolled mind leads to what? All of you say together, lack of confidence. Next, trust. Madness, damage to oneself, family and society, depression, stress, hypertension, dangerous diseases, weakened determination, and there was no space on the slide actually, much more. So we all want to get rid of all these things, okay? Now, next. For whom he has conquered the mind is our best friend, but one who has failed to do so, the mind remains the greatest enemy. Now we'll consider how our mind functions. This is very, very interesting. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, mind functions in three stages, which is called thinking, feeling and willing. You see, whole of advertising industry is working on this principle. They will force you to think. They will such a big, you know, propaganda that they will force you to think. 15 years back or 20 years back, there were no mobile phones. But they make such a big propaganda that now everyone is forced to think that without mobile, I can't survive. Without mobile, I can't survive. It is all because when you see advertisements, we are forced to think. And when we start thinking, slowly and slowly, we develop attachment for that. We start developing some feelings for that. And from that feeling, the desire comes. Now come what may, I should have this object with me. This is called thinking, feeling and willing. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, Dhyayate vishyan punsa sangaste shupajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho bhijayate Dhyayate vishyan punsa. It is the nature of the mind to contemplate. When we contemplate on some sense objects, we develop attachment for that. Sangat sanjayate kama. And from that attachment, desires develop. And when those desires are not fulfilled, what happens? We get stress, we get frustration. We become angry. And when we become angry, we lose our intelligence. We can do anything. Anger is blind. Anger is just one letter short of danger. It all happens, starts from thinking, feeling and willing. That's why it is said, watch your thoughts. Your thoughts becomes your words. And watch your words become your action. And watch your actions make your habits. And watch your habits make your character. And watch your character makes your destiny. That means If we really want to change our destiny, we'll have to change our thought process. So, normally people say कि भाग्य हमारे हाथों में है. नहीं, भाग्य हाथों में नहीं है, मन में है. If we really want to change our destiny, we should change our thoughts. We become what we think. This is very important. This is very, very important to understand. Next. Now, what are the properties of mind? See, one thing we have understood how our enemy functions. Now, what are its properties? In Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, Lord Krishna has explained in detail the process of controlling the mind to Arjuna. Now, after listening all these verses from Krishna, Krishna asks his feedback. Yes, Arjuna, how do you feel? Whether you will be able to control your mind? Yes, yeah, no. Now, Arjuna was very frank. He said, impossible. I won't be able to control my mind. Krishna said, why? He said, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna Pramathi balavidradam Tasyaham nigraham manne Vayu iva sudishkaram. He says, Krishna, this mind is chanchal, restless. Not only it is restless, it is pramathi, it is turbulent, it is mad. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramathi balavidradam. It is very, very strong and it is obstinate. Now imagine a child who is very, very restless. Children are normally restless. You can say, okay, this child is restless. Slowly and slowly you get okay. But this child is not only restless, he is mad. You say, okay, I'll just give him 2 slaps and bind him with ropes. Sorry, sir, you can't do that. He's very, very strong. And he says, okay, automatically, slowly and slowly he'll get tired down and then just relax. No, he's very, very obstinate. This is the condition of our mind. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramathi val vidradam. Arjuna says, I can control the tornado. I can control the tornado, but I cannot control this chanchal, pramathi, balwan and siddhi man. Who is saying this? To whom? And Arjuna was not an ordinary person. He was the greatest warrior, you know. It was the same Arjuna who could see the eye of a parrot in a green tree. It was the same Arjuna who could shoot the eye of a fish by seeing its image in the water. It was the same Arjuna who went to heavens. And the heavens, the king of the heavens, called the most beautiful apsara of the heavens, Miss Heavens. Do you know who is Miss Heavens? All of you are having interlinked connections with heaven now. So Urvashi is the Miss Heavens. So Indra calls Urvashi and tells her, please go to Arjuna and satisfy him. Dead of the night, just try to listen it carefully. It has many messages for all of you. Urvashi goes to the Arjuna and offers herself in the dead of night. And Arjuna, what was the response of Arjuna? Arjuna said, sorry, you are just like my mother. So this was the character of Arjuna. He had so much of sense control. And that Arjuna is saying that I cannot control my mind, then what is our position? We are nothing. But Lord Krishna is very merciful. In the next verse only, he gives us a solution. He said, Asanshyam hi mahabaho mano dunnigraham chalam abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena cha griyate. He said, undoubtedly, O mighty Arjuna, whatever you have said is absolutely right. Asanshyam hi mahabaho. This mind is very, very difficult to control. But he said, Arjuna, please don't be despondent. I'll give you the answer. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena cha griyate. He said, by following 2 things, you can control this restless mind. And what are these 2 things? Abhyas and vairagya. That means constant practice and detachment. In simple language, constant practice means following a set of do's and detachment means following a set of don'ts. That means in our day-to-day life, if we simply follow certain do's and don'ts, we can do what? We can control our mind. Such a big thing. Simply by following certain rules and regulations, simply by following certain do's and don'ts, we can control our mind. Now please pay full attention to these sets of do's and don'ts. This is our final session, final part of the session. Next. Now I want you to once again look at this chariot analogy. If you can carefully visualize this chariot and absorb it in your mind. And after this session also you should meditate on this throughout your life, because the kind of knowledge which we are giving you today, this will be helpful not only for your this life, this will be helpful for your next lives also. This is such an important knowledge. You see, now you may become engineers, you may go for MS or PhDs, but don't mind, when you take your next birth, again you have to start learning Baba Black Sheep. You can't say, don't you know, I graduated from this college, I did PhD. Again you have to learn A for Apple, B for Bat. But if you can learn this knowledge, this will go with you, because this is spiritual in nature, this is not material. Okay? So remember this chariot analogy very, very carefully. Now in this chariot analogy, we have these five horses as senses, mind as rein, intelligence as a driver, and the soul as a passenger. Now, what are the functions of mind? No. We just discussed three functions of mind, three stages of functioning of mind. And thinking, feeling and willing. Now mind can't stay idle. It is always thinking. Even if you are sleeping, it is thinking of something. Now, what will be better for mind? To think of the horses or to think of the passenger? Who said thinking of the horses will be better? And who says thinking of the soul will be better? Yeah. Thinking of the soul, if you say, if you just draw a scale, if your mind thinks about the soul, it is on the positive side. If it thinks about the senses, it is on the negative side. It slides down. Thinking about the soul means having a spiritual thoughts, and thinking about the senses means material thoughts. Which is superior, spiritual or material? Okay. So this is the positive side. Okay, remember this. Now we'll go to step one of mind control. Step one is withdraw your senses from the negative objects and engage them in positive. Next. Withdraw them from negative engagements and second, engage the senses and mind positively. This is called tortoise technology. It is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says, like a tortoise, when he sees its enemy, he withdraws his senses inwards. So enemy is not able to recognize the tortoise. And when he is comfortable, he withdraws takes out his senses. Similarly, whenever we see sense objects, we can withdraw our senses inwards. You know, this requires practice. Okay? So we should withdraw our senses from negative engagements. Broadly speaking, negative engagement means we should avoid intoxication, we should avoid meat eating, we should avoid illicit sex, and we should avoid gambling. These things we should avoid. These are the negative thoughts for the mind. This pollutes our consciousness. And we should engage senses in the mind in a positive manner. Next. Meditation. We should do meditation, and this meditation acts as a self-nourishment. How this meditation acts as a self-nourishment? Because I told you that soul in the body is just like a bird in the cage. Now if I am taking very good care of the cage, I am polishing it daily, but if I am not giving something to eat to this bird, whether the bird will be happy? No. Bird is not at all bothered whether the cage is of iron, silver, gold or diamond. It's not at all bothered. That poor parrot requires one green chili only. Similarly, we are like this bird and cage in this cage. This body is like a cage and soul is like a bird in this cage. We are taking all cares of this body. We are going to beauty parlor, we are going to gym. Infinite number of times we see ourselves in the mirror and we praise ourselves. Wow, you are so good looking person. Infinite number of times. But we are never cared to see what is inside this cage. Never even thought about it. It's just like polishing the cage very, very carefully, but not giving anything to eat to the poor bird inside this cage. This is called cage polishing syndrome. And the whole of the material civilization in the present time is suffering from this syndrome. That's why everyone is stressed out. This is a root cause. So we should learn how to nourish this bird. This is called self-nourishment. Next. You see, No nourishment leads to starving soul, that means unhappiness, distress, dissatisfaction, and it all leads to stress. Now what is the nourishment for the soul? Soul is a part and parcel of God. It is the spiritual energy of the God. We have to link the soul with the God. And this process is called yoga. Okay, next. Now what is the yoga? Yoga in this age is mantra meditation. Yoga in this age is called mantra meditation. Mantra means trayate iti mana. That means which delivers your mind from all kinds of anxieties, fears, insecurities, tensions and ignorance. How many of you seriously want to deliver your mind from all these things? I give you one more minute to think. How many of you seriously? Then if you are really enthusiastic, raise your hand like this. And if you really want to keep these things with you, you are most welcome. So if you really want to get rid of anxieties, fears, insecurities, tension and ignorance, we should take to mantra meditation. This is the yoga for this age. Normally people think yoga means physical exercises, aerobics. No. There was an article in Hindustan Times, they said these days there's many kinds of yogas are there. Disco yoga, kung fu yoga. So many yogas are there. And sometimes a friend sent me a mail that in London they have opened yoga society for dogs also. You know, and those dogs, they shown the picture that the puppy was there and one instructor is stretching out the legs of the puppies. And after the session, they are having an interview with that lady. How is your puppy feeling after this yoga session? So she is saying, oh, he is much more disciplined now. And you know what they call this yoga session? Yoga for dogs is doga. Yes, they are calling us doga. Similarly, if we think this yoga means only physical exercises, we are not doing yoga, we are doing doga. Yoga is a very, very deep concept. It means linking our consciousness with the supreme consciousness. And that we can be achieved through mantra meditation. And what is that mantra? It is said, if you do mantra meditation, what are the positive sides? The positive aspects will be that it leads to peace of mind. You can read, please, all of them. Peace of mind. Now, who in the world won't want all these things? And you see, let me tell you, because this is our first a curtain raiser kind of a session. This I am telling you, these are all these tiny byproducts of mantra meditation. Mantra meditation is not meant for getting efficiency or peace of mind. No. These are the tiny byproducts. The main product is something else which you won't be able to appreciate at this stage, which I won't be able to reveal to you, because that is something very, very high. These are the tiny byproducts. Okay, next. And the mantra for this, it is said in Brahma Naradiya Puran, Hariranam Eva Kevalam Kalav Nastev Nastev Gatir Anyatha. That in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, this is the only means of deliverance is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. Even Bible says, thou shalt chant the holy name of the Lord. Even Quran says, you know, any Mohammedan friend here? Yeah. You can appreciate, when we read namaz, what do we do? Can we say something? The namaz consists of chanting of 99 names of the Lord. Am I right? Loudly chanting the 99 names of the Lord. So whether it is Quran, whether it is Bible, or whether the Upanishad, or whether it is Guru Granth Sahib. Guru Granth Sahib says, Kallu keva namatara, sumri suminar utriyapara. So all these Vedic scriptures are recommending the chanting of the holy name for this Kali Yuga. You are aware, na? Presently we are in Kali Yuga or Sat Yuga? Oh, all of you are very well aware. Okay, very nice. So this is a step that we have to do, mantra meditation. What was the first step, you remember? withdraw from negative engagements and engage the mind in positive. What was the positive engagement? This mantra meditation. Our last step is, we should enhance our intelligence. You see, you remember the chariot? Reins are in the hand of? Intelligence should be weak or strong?
Strong.
Now what is the food of intelligence? Knowledge. Which kind of knowledge? Spiritual knowledge. Very nice. Thank you very much. So, where to get this spiritual knowledge? From where I can get the spiritual knowledge? Vedas. Thank you. So, this spiritual knowledge is perfect knowledge. This is the word of God. It is free from all defects. And this knowledge comes in the form of Holy Bible, Quran, Guru Granth Sahib and Bhagavad Gita. You see, all of you are very, very intelligent boys and girls. Have you ever thought who has done this creation? Who has done this creation? Have you ever seen in the sky so many stars are there, so many galaxies are there? Who is controlling all this thing? What is the purpose of this creation? And what is my role in this whole creation? What is my role? What I am supposed to do? I have seen so many people dying, so many people taking birth. Why? Why people die? Why people get old? Why? Who is controlling all these things? Why I am born in India only? Why? Why I couldn't take birth in America? Why some people are born blind? Why? We should know, we should try to inquire. And these kinds of thinking process in the Vedanta Sutra is called Athato Brahma Jigyasa. It means Athato, now you have got this human form of life. Now you should inquire about Brahm. Now you should inquire about spirituality. Even after getting this rare human form of life, if you are not inquiring about spirituality, we should be considered as the most unfortunate person. Because a dog or a cat or a hog, they can't inquire why I'm not happy. What happens after death? Is there any life after death? Is there any life on other planets? Who is the supreme controller? What is the purpose of creation? How this creation has been done? You see, you must be going to workshops. You must be having some workshop as your course. And if you go to a foreman and says, who has brought this machine? And the foreman says, and what is the purpose of this machine? And the foreman says, it has got no purpose. So how will you feel? Hey, this man is crazy. It must be having some purpose, and there must be some manufacturer who has manufactured this machine. Similarly, how this creation has come out? And what is the purpose of this creation? What is my role in this creation? All these questions can be answered through these scriptures. And through these scriptures, these are called instruction manuals. We should lead our life as per the instruction manual. If a person is following, obeying the laws of the government, he will never be afraid of policemen. But if a person is not following the rules of the government, he will be always very, very scared. That's why, if we read the scriptures carefully, we can lead a fearless life. And only then we can get true happiness. If you are really fearful, full of anxiety, we can never get happiness. So we should enhance our intelligence by the medium of what? Reading of scriptures. Next. You see, so by chanting of this holy name, and this name is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is called Maha Mantra of this age. And this Maha Mantra, you should ask, from where have you picked up this Maha Mantra? All my talk, this whole session was based on that knowledge of Vedas only and Upanishads. So this Maha Mantra is given in Kali Santaran Upanishad. In Kali Santaran Upanishad, this mantra is given, it is said, Iti Shodashakam Namnam Kali Kalmash Nashanam Nato Parotarpai Sarvedeshu Drishyate. It is Iti Shodashakam Namnam, very subtle Sanskrit. Shodashakam means 16. Iti Shodashakam Namnam. This mantra of 16 words, Iti Shodashakam Namnam Kali Kalmash Nashanam, it destroys all the sinful effects of Kali Yuga. Nato Parotarpai Sarvedeshu Drishyate. There is no other better way found in the Veda. This is the best way of deliverance. So, next. You see,
We have so many, we can first, we'll just recapitulate and then we'll go to the next part. Today what we have learned, first of all, with the help of Atul, we can learn that I am not this body, I am what? I am soul. This is a very, very vital understanding. And secondly, how the mind functions? What are the three stages of mind functioning? Thinking, feeling and willing. You see, so whenever you are having some negative thoughts for a person, stop it there only. Stop it at the thinking stage only. Because if you let it go on, negative thinking, it will develop into a negative desire. So stop it there only. By practice, we can learn this. And what are the next stage? We have to enhance our intelligence by cultivating transcendental knowledge. And what are the last step? We have to do what? Transcendental mantra meditation. You see? And this transcendental mantra meditation is being done by all kinds of people, you know, all over the world. You see? He says, everything started happening for me when I began chanting Hare Krishna. Next. He's an Alfred Ford. You heard of Ford Motors? He's the owner of Ford Motors. And he says, chanting Hare Krishna has made a tremendous impact in my life. Next. Andy Desai, leading Indian industrialist, he says, next. I have been chanting Hare Krishna for many years, I have never found anything more pleasurable. Next. Rishikai Mafatlal, yes. Chanting Hare Krishna has helped me face all ups and downs in my life with a great confidence and peace of mind. Next. She is a model, she was badly into drugs. You know. Chanting helped me give up bad habits, it changed my vision of things. By starting to chant Hare Krishna, I feel tremendous happiness. Chanting makes me feel close to God. Next. Mahamantra significantly reduces stress, depression, mode of ignorance and considerably increases mode of goodness. When I am stressed out, I chant. It is one thing which charges my batteries, it clears my mind and brings me back in focus. When I am nervous, I find chanting very calming. I don't get shaken up at little things. You see, how helpful is chanting. Next. Chanting makes me more perceptive, more in harmony with everything and everyone around me. Chanting Hare Krishna and reading authorized books of Krishna consciousness has brought me great peace. So you can also chant. You see, we can do a mock of chanting, you know. Normally, we should... It's called one round consists of 108 chanting. So if the time permits, we'll just take 3 minutes. And I request all of you, you can count on your fingertips. Okay? And let's say, we'll chant 31 times. Okay? You ready for that? It'll give you a glimpse. So for doing this, I request to all of you, sit straight. Please sit straight. Take a deep breath. Okay? And you have to repeat with me this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When you are chanting this Maha Mantra, don't visualize anything. You have to just concentrate on the sound vibrations. These are the transcendental sound vibrations. These are not material sound vibrations. These are coming from the spiritual world. Just concentrate on the sound vibrations. The more you concentrate on the sound vibrations, initially your mind will wander here and there. Oh, the time has come, now I have to go, I have to catch chartered bus, I have to catch metro, all those things will come. Let them come. You please try again and bring your mind back to this transcendental sound vibration. Okay? You can simultaneously count on your fingertips like this. Okay? So first of all, before chanting, we'll chant first mantra, which is written on the screen. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Now you have to chant with me in a loud voice and then we'll see the effect. Okay? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
You see, the entire vibrations of this auditorium have changed. You can feel it. It was just 31 times, that's all. And if you can chant 108 times, that'll take you just 10 or 15 minutes. So my sincere request to all of you, after 24 hours a day, please take out 15 minutes and chant. And this you can chant at any time of the day, morning, afternoon, evening, night, whatever time, sitting, standing, sleeping, preferably like this posture, sitting straight and doing, that is the best. But even if you are traveling in a metro, you can chant. So if you develop this habit of chanting, so whenever some negative thought comes, block it there only, start chanting. You see, visualize that chariot. If I am having negative thoughts, that is I am going towards sliding down towards senses. I have to pick this mind and take it up to the spirituality. Start chanting. That's all. So simple. So simple. Whenever this negative thought comes, start chanting. And if you are chanting regularly, negative thoughts won't come. If you are chanting regularly, negative thoughts won't come because the mind is your best friend. If the thoughts in the mind are not as per the scriptures, the mind is our worst enemy. But if the thoughts in the mind are as per the scriptures, the mind is our what? Best friend. So if you are reading the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita regularly, chanting 15-20 minutes regularly, your mind slowly and slowly will be your best friend. That's all. It is so simple. And this technology we have been applying in all the major colleges of India and abroad. Like Vidur said in the beginning, IIT Kharagpur, Delhi, Kanpur, Bombay, Chennai, all NITs, Delhi College of Engineering also. We have many boys and girls, they are chanting and they are excelling in their studies. And they are very nice character, nice moral values, and they are leading a very balanced life. You see? So don't be caught in this rat race trap. If you really want to lead a peaceful, blissful, balanced life, excel in your studies, work hard, but simultaneously take care of your spiritual aspects also. The life should run on two tracks, material and spiritual. Presently, our train is running on one track only, that's why it is unbalanced. So running on two tracks, spiritual and material, there won't be any problem. Okay? And we are planning a 4-day session next, which is called Personality Development Through Self-Awareness. It's a 4-day session. The questions we considered: who has done this creation? Does God really exist? What is my relationship with God? How this relationship can be made practical in my day-to-day life? All these aspects have been covered in detail. What are different religions? Why Hinduism, Sikhism, Islam, Christianity, why these are there? Why there are so-called abnormalities or so-called discrepancy in the religions? Why people are fighting over religion? What actually is religion? How can I lead a perfectly balanced life? These all questions will be solved, given in this personality development through self-awareness. So this will be starting from Tuesday to Friday, 29th August to 1st September, a 4-day life-changing seminar. So we are having registration counter outside, and Vivek will tell you in detail about this. He can also. Before that, if you have any questions regarding this session, you are most welcome. You can raise your hand, you can stand up from your seat and ask questions. Very surprising. No questions? No questions means three conditions. Yeah, please, get up. Thank you. Chanting has to be loud, you are asking. Good name, please. Pradeep. Thank you, Pradeep. His question is whether chanting has to be loud. You see, it has to be loud enough that I can hear it, audible enough. You don't have to shout. You have to just chant softly and gently. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. At the most, person sitting next to you can hear, that's all. Okay? But you have to speak, because without speaking, our mind won't be focused. Next, please. Yep. Yeah.
I would like to translate in a way that what is the composition of the soul,
yeah,
and what's the origin of the soul.
Very nice. What's your good name, please?
Abhishek.
Abhishek, thank you. Very nice question. Actually, Abhishek, to answer you these questions only, we are having this 4-day session. It requires a detailed explanation, but in short I will tell you. Your first question was what is the composition of the soul, and second, from where the soul has come. Thank you. You see, if you remember that slide, we have shown that soul is a explicit. Soul is a spiritual energy of the Lord, and soul is Sat, Chit and Anand. It has three characteristics. Sat means eternal, forever. That means in your mathematical language, from minus infinity to plus infinity. Forever. Nitya, Sanatan. Sat, Chit means full of knowledge, and Anand means full of bliss. So these are the constituents of the soul. Soul is spiritual. Actually, spiritual is totally anti-matter. We can't even comprehend with our limited intelligence what is spiritual. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavaka, na chainam kledyanti apo na shoshayati marutha. That means this soul cannot be cut into pieces. It cannot be made wet. It cannot be dried up. It cannot be burnt. Now in this material life, we can't conceive of any object which cannot be cut, which cannot be made wet, which cannot be burnt, or which cannot be dried. So it is totally anti-matter in nature. And it comes from the spiritual world. There exists a spiritual world which is beyond this material universe. There it is a fact. It is not a fiction, it is not a fantasy. Spiritual world exists. Because, you see, for every urge, we have some methods to fulfill that urge. If you feel thirsty, we take water. If you are feeling hungry, we take some food. Similarly, all of us, all the living entities have the urge not to die. Is it clear? We never want to die. That means that there should be some arrangements for fulfilling this urge also. That means there has to be some place where death is not there. And that is the spiritual world. And that is our original home. We all are souls, and practically we all have come from the spiritual world to this material world. The question may arise, how we have come from spiritual world to material world? Okay, again it's a very detailed subject matter, just to tell you in short. You see, we are enjoying with the Lord, but there are some rebellious souls are there, because Lord is supremely independent. God is supremely independent. Because we are His part and parcel, we also have got minute independence. So when we misuse that minute independence and we want to enjoy separate from the Lord, Lord creates this material world for us. Just like, you know, a mother is there, she is cooking in the kitchen, and a small girl, 3-year-old girl, goes to the kitchen and says, "Mother, now I'll cook." The mother says, "You're too small, you can't cook." She said, no, I want to cook." And she is obstinate. So what will mother do? She'll go to the market, buy some Leo toys, which will give her a feeling of that she is working in a kitchen. She says, "Okay, now this is your utensil, these are all your utensils, these are your cooking guests, cook." And she is cooking. And the afternoon comes, she feels hungry, she comes back to the mother, "Mother, give me food." So mother says, "Where is your food?" "No, mother, please give me food." So mother gives her the food. Similarly, we wanted to enjoy separately from the Lord. So Lord has created this artificial material world. Okay, do, enjoy. So when you try to enjoy, we keep on trying, when we suffer, and then we inquire, "What's wrong? Why I'm not enjoying? Despite having all wealth, all big cars, all big apartments, I'm not enjoying. Why?" And when we make this kind of inquiry, then God takes us to the good association, and then we make our way, we start our journey to spiritual world. Is it clear, Abhishek? Thank you. Any other questions? Yes. Yeah. What or who decides good character? Very nice. I told you that. What are our instruction manuals? Scriptures. So anything as per the scripture is good character, against the scripture is bad character. And the scriptures are the words of God. Okay. You see, we have one more session in this 4-day session only. What are the scriptures? Should we blindly follow them? Again, you know, very detailed. All these are again detailed subjects. I recommend all of you, we have these queries, to register for this course. You see, it's not a question of blind faith. It's not a question of blind faith. We have so many evidences which can show us that scriptures are relevant even today. Scriptures are perfect knowledge. You see, in the scriptures, which were written around 5000 years back, it has been recommended, when the Chanakya Pandit will come, Jesus Christ will come, Prophet Muhammad will come, it is also recommended that what are the symptoms of this Kali Yuga. It is also given that the cow dung, the stool of the cow, has antiseptic qualities. It is also given the scriptures, the size of the earth, distance between earth and the sun, distance between earth and moon, everything is given. So we can verify those. So then we can conclude, yes, the words of scriptures are right. Okay. Yes, anyone from this side? Yeah.
Why did you have to speak in particular figures of 31 or 104 chanting the mantra?
Okay, good. What's your good name?
Abhineet.
Abhineet is asking,
Why should we count?
I could say 30 times or 100 times. Only
have the same effect. Yeah, very nice, Abhinit. Actually, this 108 is a very auspicious number. First of all, we should first try to understand the importance of counting. We should count, because if we commit ourselves, okay, I'll count 51 times, that means I'm making a commitment. So whether I'm in a good mood or a bad mood, I have to chant. So that way I become disciplined. If you're not committing, okay, if I'm in good mood, I'll chant. If I'm in bad mood, I won't chant. Okay? So you should give some commitment. Okay, I'll chant so many numbers. And stick to that commitment. That will give you determination, that will give you confidence also. Okay? First of all, importance of counting. Second, why 108? 108 is considered a very auspicious number. We have 108 Upanishads. Okay? So that's why 108 number is taken. It is taken as in a countable manner only. We should count whatever we are chanting. Otherwise, you see, you can chant 24 hours a day without counting also. But minimum number of chanting you should stick. This is the minimum number I will count. After that, it can be countless. You are just singing it like a song. Okay, you are driving a bike and singing it like. Then you need not count. But in 24 hours a day, you should stick to yourself that, okay, I will count 108 times or 216 times, this much I will count, minimum. So that will give you confidence and that will enable you to control your mind. Okay? Because in all circumstances, whether you are happy or distressed, you will count. Next. Yeah. Yeah, is your good name? Abhishek. You are also Abhishek. You are in which branch? Okay. So Abhishek is asking, can we chant while walking? Yes, we can do that also. We can do that also. While walking also, we can chant. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Actually, what's your good name, sir? Please say your name also and whenever you ask questions.
Siddhant.
Siddhant is asking how the thoughts are coming into the brain. Okay?
You know, sir.
Huh?
I'm asking if the cells are scattered out, they're nothing. But they have been clustered up. How did they develop power of thinking?
Okay.
Why only the brain cells think? And how did they think?
You see, thinking is not the function of brain. Thinking is the function of mind. There's a difference between mind and brain. Could you get that? Difference between mind and brain? Brain is like a hardware of a computer. You know, it has cells, wires and everything. And the mind is like the operating system. So thoughts are generated in the mind and those thoughts are propagated, transmitted through brain cells. So there's no power of thinking in the brain. Nothing. These wires are there, that's all. It just transmits signals. But signals are generated from mind. Clear?
What is
mind? Mind is the energy of the Lord. Mind is a part of our subtle body. That's what we discussed. You see, this soul when comes from spiritual world to material world, it is given two comings. Can you show that slide again, please? Where the two energies of the Lord are shown. That is a very vital slide. When the soul falls down from spiritual world to the material world, it is given two kinds of coverings. And these two coverings are called subtle body and gross body. Before I continue, those who are leaving, I request all of them to please take refreshments. We have refreshments and then we have feedback form and registration counter also. Please visit those counters. Yeah. So, the soul has got two kind of coverings. You want to continue or you want to... Continue? Okay. So soul has got two kinds of energies. So when the soul comes into this material world, it has got these two kinds of coverings. Now this covering is called gross body, which you are seeing. And this gross body consists of these five elements: earth, water, fire, air and ether. Bhumi, earth, Agni, Jal, Vayu, Varapash. But beneath this cross body, there is one more body, Sukshma Sharir.
that's called subtle body. And this subtle body consists of mind, intelligence and false ego. So mind is a constituent of our sukshma sharir. It is a constituent. Okay.
Sir, all these elements are also available to animals. But why can't they think? Why can't only they think?
Abhinav is saying, why animals can't think?
No, I'm not saying so. I'm saying all these raw materials are available to animals.
Yeah.
Why can't they think?
Animals can also think, and we can also think. But we have got higher thinking power than animals. Because our body has been specially designed. It has a purpose. Higher thinking is given for higher purpose, that is spirituality. You are getting my point? Why not? Because this is our true nature. This is my nature. This is my true identity. Then why not anything?
Excuse me, you all can stay back for 5 more minutes because there is a lot of rush outside. They are giving refreshments. So once we are through after 5 minutes, gradually people can move out. So thank you for bearing with us.
You see, this is I think the last question, then we can have personal discussions. So please, I would like to thank all of you. All of you have given a very patient hearing. So just stay back for 5 more minutes so that we have a smooth flow of crowd. Please, bear with us. So Abhinay, our true nature is spiritual. Our true nature is spiritual. Now I am born in India, I am considering myself as an Indian, as a Hindu, as a Sikh or a Christian. Mind is material, I say. We are spiritual. And if we are not thinking about spiritual life, then our life is a failure. It is so. You yourself said that animals also have thinking power.
Yeah.
And we also have thinking power. Then what is the difference?
But sir, nobody has ever got all the advantages. If you can say man has the power of thinking, but you can say
You see, animals are better than us in many fields, okay? And we are better than animals in other fields. So let's stick to our good points, positive points. That means God has created us for this purpose only. Why should we compete with animals? Animals don't compete with us, but we are competing with animals. So we have been made, we have been created for a special purpose. We have been given this human body for a special purpose. And that purpose is that we should maintain a balance in our life. We should lead spiritual life as well as material life. An animal can't lead a spiritual life because its thinking power is not developed. But our thinking power is advanced. We have an advanced thinking power, so we should use it in a right purpose.
Okay? Anyone else? Yeah. Yeah.
Where?
And it exists within every one of us.
Yes.
Then according to this, the population should be constant and why it's increasing every.
Yeah. Your good name?
Priyansh.
Okay. Priyansh, you see, souls are not existing on this earth only. There are so many planets, so many universes are there. And the soul is transmigrating from one planet to other planet, one universe to other universe. We don't have count of other planets. We don't have count of other universes. Souls are sarvagata. They are present everywhere. So as per our karma, as per the activities I perform in this life, I'll get a next life. So this next life can be available to me in this earth only or some other planet. Yeah, scriptures. The questions you are asking, they are much advanced questions than this. This was just a cultural reason kind of a session. So if you can go for that 4-day course, you will get all the answers in detail. Yeah.
If we can make our mind stable, can it help
us?
You can make that announcement.
So, thank you for bearing with us for such a long seminar. It was a nice seminar. And, you know, lot of enthusiasm. I would like to request all of you to please, with a large applause, let us thank Mr. Rukmini Krishna. Very much. Such a selfless service he is doing for humanity. You see, last week I was with him at IIT Kharagpur, and you know, there we had this long seminar after the mind control seminar. We did this 4-day session course, and the realization of the director of this IIT Kharagpur, he said the faculty were also there with the students. So you know what the director said, what I have learned, all what I have learned in my last 40 years, I think all that was useless, because what I have learned now has given me more and more new realizations of higher means of life. It's given me more understanding. You see, the students, they say, after understanding this subject or the 4-day session course, they say that anything that we do in 8 hours, our efficiency increases in such a way that we can do it 2 hours, 3 hours, or maybe 4 hours. You see, that is the real art of mind control and stress management. So we are giving you, this was just a curtain raiser, as His Grace Rukmini Krishna said. This was just a curtain raiser only. The details we are going to give you in the coming 4-day session course. You see, we are conducting these courses because the third year boy, Vidush, he was explaining in his introduction that he is giving seminars through BASE and VAS. VAS is the Vedic Academy of Spiritual Technology, and BASE is Bhakti Vedanta Academy for Cultural Education. So they are giving seminars in various companies like Maruti, Apollo, Ford, Ram Dassey, Dabur, Hindustan Times, and you know, colleges like IIT, IIT Kharagpur, IIT Kanpur, and Vince Pilani, and also in IIT BHU. So you see, the point which I want to tell you is, with the explanation of courses like attitude, behavior, learning, perception, motivation, aggression management, and stress management, they give the seminars in a very, very scientific way. The seminar is specially designed for IIT and NIT students, students studying in NITs and IITs or triple IITs. So now because he has come in Delhi this time, so the question is, he asked a very nice question, Siddhant, about, I think you only asked about soul. You see, we give you the analogy through inferential logic. We'll explain you through scientific methods, analogies, the existence of soul. You see, through the analogies of proton, neutron and electron, the atom and nucleus, and intercosmic manifestation, galactic manifestation, you know, how does God exist? Can you show me God? That's a very mysterious question we have in our mind. I don't believe in God because you can't show me God. So, but surely, within the 4 session course, we'll give you the qualification to see God. And the proof of existence of soul through inferential logic. We cannot touch protons, we cannot touch electrons, but we know that they exist. Similarly, we cannot touch soul, we cannot see soul, but we know that it exists. How do we know this? If you're really intelligent, if you want to have this higher intelligence to know these subjects in a very, very intellectual way or intellectual platform and grounds, I want all of you all should go outside after 2-3 minutes maybe, and then get yourself registered for this 4-day session course. You see, they are also, because it's a non-profit organization, as I said, they are being sponsored by these companies only. So these companies, they are sponsoring the scriptures. So if you register for this 4-day session course, you know, the fees is that every time, after every program, we give you good refreshments. You know, like this time we have some sweet rice and macaroni and some juices outside. So it is all free for you all. Every time you come for the programs, they give you some spiritualized food which is offered to God, and then you have it. You like it and love it both, you see. So, and the second point, if you register for the program, they give you free books also. The Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, they give you for free. And for the 4-day session, the fees, you know, such a subsidized fee, I was amazed and surprised to see that they have kept only rupees 50. You see, for 50 rupees you attend the 4-day seminar course. We'll inform you the venue also. The program starts on this coming Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. Coming Tuesday program will start. The people, volunteers will call you also. And we need some of you also to come and join us as volunteers. Can stay back if you want to ask more questions. If you want to have more queries, we'll stay back here. So, anyways, Mr. Rukmini Krishna too is going to stay back for another 30 minutes here. If you have any questions, come. Seta here, if you want to join as a group, see, you know, like, you know, we have your seniors also, like Vidush, and last year pass out only 2006 pass out students, like Amit, about the highest package in the college. You know him? So Amit got package of, I think, 9 to 10 lakh. He's working in Bangalore now. So Amit is a Amit was a regular person in this program. So he used to come and join the programs at NSIT every time it used to happen. So similarly, you've got a lot of students who are coming and attending the programs. So you can also join the core group. If you want to stay back, if you want to join this core group, give your names, phone numbers, and you know, subjects, then we'll call you. And surely for the 4-day session course, believe you me, this is you going to encounter real truth of life. You see, this course is known as Journey of Self-Discovery, Science of Self-Realization. So self-realization and God-realization go hand in hand. If you really want to understand, just if you want to have the taste of pudding, if you want to know how tasty, delicious this cake is, you need to take a bite. Unless you don't take a bite, you will not understand how it, you know, tastes like. So just go ahead and register for the course, and then we'll meet in the course also. So for the questions, you can come and join. So my humble request is, with all my humility, let us again please thank for this thankless job. Thank you, Rukmini Krishnaji.
I should thank all of you. You are so enthusiastic and patient. You see, when the audience is enthusiastic, the speaker also becomes enthusiastic. Once again, thanks a lot. And anyone who has any questions, you are most welcome. I'm staying back. Thank you.
Classes are over by 4:30 or something?
4:30
or 5:30.
So
we can start by
5. So will they be here?
Yeah, we can decide. I think last time we did in the green room.
Okay, but will it be in NSIT?
NSIT.
Sir, one thing, sir. Like, if one takes, imagine.
What will be the timings?
Timings, whichever suits you, I think 5:30 or 5 will suit.
After 5:30, it should be.
Okay, it's actually 70 minutes seminar. Every day. 4 days for 70 minutes.
Sir, one thing, sir.
After 5:30, till 6:30 will be over. 6:45.
Sir, one thing I wanted to ask.
मेरे को basically ये problem है बचपन से, अगर मैं कोई भी ऐसा session attend करता हूँ या फिर कुछ भी मतलब सीखता हूँ, तो मैं फिर दो तीन दिन करता हूँ, दस दिन करता हूँ, उसके बाद छोड़ देता हूँ. मतलब क्या regularity is basic problem.
सारी नहीं होगा आपका.
सर, मेरे को एक चीज़ है.
आप बैठे ना, सब बैठे.
बहुत सोचता हूँ सर, किसी भी चीज़ के बारे में, not related to real life but imaginary identification with someone. तो सर, उसको कैसे control कर सकते हैं, imaginary thoughts को?
Imaginary thoughts को
कैसे control कर सकते
हैं? Chanting will help you.
Yeah.
See, we have this cycle of thinking, feeling and willing. So we should cut all those thoughts at a thinking stage only.
अच्छा.
So if we can train our mind to think upward, remember the chariot always. If we can train our mind to think upward towards spiritual soul, so slowly and slowly we can get rid of this bad habit also.
So like thinking about whenever I see something, or मतलब identifying with someone, some figure or something, I think about that and then I keep on thinking about that for 2 to 3 hours and waste a lot of time.
Yeah, so this contemplation has to stop.
Yes.
So how to switch off this contemplation? By chanting. If you chant, this ritual sound vibrations will take your mind from those thoughts to positive state.
Okay, sir. So that I forget my real life and travel into that world.
I know that. It happens.
Yes, sir.
So you are registering for that course also?
Sir, I have not decided yet.
Why?
Sir,
where is the venue?
Venue, I think, will be
the nature. We make friends. We say that his nature is bad, our nature is good. How did his nature acquire? Jealousy.
You should register for the course. I think it will be helpful for you.
That course.
Jealousy वगैरह जितनी ये चीजें हैं, ये कैसे?
Basically, it's all because of our unfulfilled desires. I want to be friendly with him because he fulfills my desire. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. And if he's not sufficient, proficient in scratching my back, I'll reject him. I'll take one more person as a friend. And then I develop negative feelings for him. So it's all because of unfulfilled desires. It's all the state of mind. So that means the mind is not under our control.
And then becomes our nature.
Yeah.
So what is the proof for your, you know, theory of God and yeah. rebirth and...
Okay, and it's a, you know, it's a question is very small, the answer is very big. So you have to join us for that.
Sure, sir.
Because all the answers I'm giving you will be based on this book. I won't say anything of my, it's not my philosophy. It's the philosophy of Vedas. Veda means timeless wisdom. Okay.
Sir, what's the theory about the moksha of the soul?
Yeah. Moksha means getting rid of this material atmosphere. Going back to our original position. Our original position is that we are in the spiritual world.
Sir, what is the validity of that spiritual world?
Everything you see, everything has to be validated. There are many kinds of proofs are there. Okay.
Sir, because
first kind of proof is you show me, then I'll believe.
Yes.
Sir. Okay. Sir. Now, one sec. Please listen to all these things. You show me, then I believe. Yes. Okay. Have you got brains?
Yes.
Can you show me? No.
So the science can prove it.
Okay. Science can prove it. Yes. Similarly, spiritual science can also prove it. This is a material science. Similarly, the spiritual science also. I am not aware of the spiritual science. I am saying, "Arey, sab bekar ki baat hai." Nahi. You see, if you ask a kid, okay, usko bache ko bolo, dekho, ye robot hai. To bole, ye robot hi sab kuch kar raha hai. But you know very well, that is a thing. Servo motors are there, microprocessor is there, some signal is coming. That's all. But if you are not aware of all these things, it's a big miracle for you. Similarly, we are not aware of the spirituality, we are not aware of the spiritual world. So here is a fantasy. No, it's not like that. The spiritual science is there.
Sir,
so based on spiritual science, we can get all the answers.
So how can we believe, how can we trust in Vedas? So Vedas were written by only some individual persons.
And
they were to the, because they dominate the society, the persons who wrote these Vedas, and they can write anything. How can we trust these?
No, these are all misconceptions actually. I give very few examples. Vedas were scripted 5000 years back, and 5000 years back they were predicting the appearance of Chanakya Pandit. How it is possible? They were predicting the appearance of Jesus Christ, Prophet Muhammad. Vedas are telling us that cow dung is antiseptic. Scientists have found it now only, 1940 only. Vedas are telling us plants have life. Dr. Jagdish Chandra Bose has found it in 1953. Vedas are telling us the distance between earth and moon. How?
Speed of light is also mentioned.
Speed of light is also mentioned. Theory of relativity, Einstein's theory, is fully explained in Vedas. Vedas is telling us how calculation of time, how the time is calculated, atomic level. You'll be surprised.
Sir, from where that person got so much intelligence?
Because he got this knowledge directly from God. God is original equipment manufacturer. He has in all this created all this universe, and to how to run this universe, how to maintain this universe, how to live in this universe, he has written this, given us. Read it, live your life as per this.
So today some people do face reading, some predict about the future and so on. Sir, it appears that everything is sort of predecided, and why we are doing our karmas or what?
Actually,
if the future is predecided, sir.
Laws of karma is a big thing, you know. It's a combination of two things. You see, you all of you are so intelligent, asking good questions. I won't be able to satisfy you completely in such a short span of time. It requires detailed explanation. We have detailed slides for everything. So please take your
attention. Some people already predict about the future and it appears to come true. And they predict about our past life also.
Yeah.
Just seeing our Kundli and all that, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, it appears that everything, sir, is pre-decided then.
Everything is pre-decided also. Plus, you have some freedom also. It's a combination. Fate plus freedom, both are combined.
So what should be our actual motto?
Sir, if anything...
Sir, what should be our actual motto? Is it moksha or study simply?
Very nice. You see, you tell me, if you have come into a prison, okay, so what should be your motto? To elevate yourself from the C-class prison to A-class prison, or get out of the prison? This material world is for the rebellious souls.
So you think it's a process of not a single life, but it's a whole life?
Yeah. You are saying that we should distance ourselves from these technological things and...
No. You see, we have used latest technologies. We had compact this laptop, Sony projector. You see, so we travel around, we use aeroplanes, we use all kind of technology, we are on emails, we use mobile phones. So we are using technology in its right purpose. Good
sir.
If you're not using technology for the right purpose, you are like perverted genius, Frankenstein, killing yourself. That's why the whole society,
they don't have any clue what to do. We are turning towards America. America is saying, I don't know what to do. You see, last year I was in Canada. They are saying, if you want happiness, go to India. And India, Air India was having this slogan, you want happiness, go to Canada. No one has a clue what to do. Because of all misidentification, they don't know their true identity.
Sir,
I am not this body, I am the soul. Abhi kitne saal rahenge hum? 50, 60, 70 saal. Vanished. New birth. Now he's got birth in a Sikh family. Next time in a modern family. Maybe next time I got a birth in a Christian family. Or maybe I become a dog or a cat. So
sir,
we should think about this.
Sir, will you take Bhagavad Gita in this seminar? Complete Bhagavad Gita.
Essence.
What is the actual way to
read?
What is the actual way to read the Bhagavad Gita? So what is the actual way to read?
Actual way of understanding holy books. You're doing engineering by sitting at your home, you can't hear. Bhagavad Gita should be read. So in these 4 days we'll tell you how to read, how to understand. Give you an essence of Buddha.
So,
by chanting, you say Kalyu Keval Naam Adhara, simply
simply. Chanting, it is a meditation to karna hota, as in you sit in a closed room alone and then meditate.
You see, this kind of meditation is very very practical. You just chant, everyone likes to sing.
Yeah.
You sing this song, Hare Krishna,
but
Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Then you should have the feel within you while singing.
It will come, slowly and slowly it will come. Because this is not a material sound, this is not a filmy song. You know, any filmy song, if you sing for a month, you get bored. Then you have to change the song. But this, we have been chanting for so many years, for lakhs and lakhs of years, this mantra has been chanted.
So when you close your eyes, what do you think? As in, you think about the gods?
No,
or your
nothing. We just concentrate on the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Sir,
artificial,
like sitting with God, having a chat with
him. Nothing artificial.
Something which we...
Nothing artificial.
Sir.
No imposition on the mind. Okay, now I have to do nothing artificial.
So as in, your wish to sit with God, to meet God...
No, it will come automatic. It is
sir.
Said, when you become expert in chanting, slowly and slowly God will reveal His form. Then we can see his past tense, his Veda also. Then we can see, which is like I am sitting close to God. Then we can see. That's the later stage.
Sir, you
said,
sir,
I know a person, sir, he doesn't believe in God, yet he is happy, he is holding a good position in an ONGC, good company. Sir, how he is managed to do so, without believing in God?
Yeah, you see,
yes,
this is, you know, people are so hypocrite.
Yes.
Hello, how are you? I am fine. What fine you are? You are suffering so much. Your wife is not obeying your orders. Your children are not obeying your orders. You know, you are having a lot of false ego. You are having ego problems. Heart inside. You say, I'm fine. People want to look happy. And when you know, such people talk to people like us. And then they reveal their heart. They really cry. I can't take names of you. All these big, big CMDs, they come and cry before us. Because they are at the top, they have to lead a false life. Oh, everything is under control. I am the master. Oh, fully, yeah, happy, yeah, come on, yes, enjoy. And internally they are crying. That's why the slogan was, smiling faces, crying hearts. Who will imagine Michael Jackson is leading such a miserable life? Who can imagine Diana was leading such a miserable life? These are two instances I showed. There are so many, so many.
Sir, are all mantras supposed to be in Sanskrit only?
No. This is not Sanskrit, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
But
or sir, like jo Upanishads vagaira se liye hai, usme to Sanskrit mein likha hoga na. To
sir,
translate ho gaya hai.
No, this mantra is given as it is.
As it is.
So sir, I have been using the Gayatri mantra in the morning. Sir, but I haven't get any benefit from that.
Yeah, because you see, if you are suffering from some disease, don't go to chemist and buy any medicine. Go to a doctor and take medicine. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra is recommended for this age. Gayatri Mantra is altogether a different mantra. Gayatri Mantra requires certain qualifications to chant. Gayatri Mantra requires has certain rules and regulations. For chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there is no rules and regulations. So this is recommended for Kali Yuga. So you have to consult a doctor and then take the medicine.
So you said that our soul is part of God. And our basic purpose was not to achieve God. So why God has separated us from God?
God has not separated us. We have become separated.
So how could we ask him if we are his part? If we are the God is a light, supreme.
God is not light. God is a person. We are his part and parcel. That person.
Yeah.
He is supremely independent. I am his part and parcel, so I am minutely independent. Independence means independence. I can do anything in that minute independence.
So we are a part of.
Because I misuse my independence. I am enjoying.
You misuse the negative energy when
I say.
When we are
you see, our relationship with God is that of love. So love can't be forced. So I was enjoying with God. And suddenly thought came into my mind. It helped me enjoy separately. When this thought came, that God created all this material world for us. So we are very few in number. See, in the spiritual world, you see, in Tihar jail, the population of Tihar jail is high or the population of Delhi is high? Similarly, we are like prisoners. This medieval world is like a prison. We are rebellious souls. We have rebelled against the law of God. So we have been sent here. But the population, the real spiritual world is much, much higher than this medieval world.
Sir, is meditation necessary for such things? Because I have tried it many times, but I get bored in 2-3 days.
You see, these kind of meditations which are prevalent in the market, they are not meditation, they are fake meditation. Telling you to concentrate on one point.
Yes sir, I seriously get bored sir.
It is useless, it is not effective. Krishna is telling all these meditations in 6th chapter, Dhyan Yoga. You see, if you want to have that kind of meditation, you know, what you have to do? First of all, you have to leave your home. Go to forest. Observe 100% celibacy.
Sir, but it's practically impossible.
Impossible. So that's why, after hearing all these things, Arjuna said impossible. Then Krishna recommended this. Bhakti yoga. Chanting. Then chanting transcendental mantra meditation. This kind of meditation was for Satyuga. Not
sir,
for Kali.
Even in this Kali Yuga, some saints have followed this and attained salvation.
No. Actually,
sir, in places like Rishikesh and all, in places like those Haridwar sites,
yeah.
There is meditation not concentrating on a point and sir, what is it like?
Meditation means controlling your mind. Controlling your mind and senses.
Sir, what do we actually have to do in it?
See, meditation means controlling your mind and senses, and this can be achieved only by linking yourself with the God, that is through yoga. And yoga means linking yourself with the God. And how can you link? There are different methods of linking yourself with the God in different ages. In Satyug meditation, like you have to go out to the forest and concentrate on one point within your heart. Not outside, within your heart. That was recommended. In Treta Yug, big yagya was performed. In Dwapar Yug, Archana, big temples were constructed. In Kali Yug, chanting of the holy name. That's why Bible, Quran, Guru Granth Sahib, they are saying the same thing.
What in Kali Yuga, sir?
Chanting of the holy name.
Sir, what if someone is a believer of Lord Shiva but not Lord Krishna? And would he lost faith in this mantra?
No. If you are a believer of Lord Shiva, you chant his mantra also, you chant this mantra also. No problem.
Have you feel moksha any time, sir? You are, sir, have you feel moksha that you are going to have moksha?
Yes. See, what does moksha mean? Coming to my natural position. Satchitanava. So if you're really feeling blissful, you're leading towards moksha. So by living in this world also, we can attain moksha. By living in this world also. You're just coming to a natural state, you're filling yourself with a natural consciousness.
Mantra meditation means, like I said to him, through the process of meditation, we are controlling our mind and senses. And when you are using mantra for this, it's called mantra meditation. Okay? Mantra means Saite Iti Mana, which delivers the mind from all kinds of anxieties, insecurities, everything. So this mantra is consists of transcendental sound vibration. This void sound vibration is coming from the spiritual world. So that's why when we chant, we don't become bored of chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. And it energizes you. When you chant, you will feel a lot of energy within you. But if you chant, if you sing any filmy song or sing any material sound vibration, it won't energize us. But this mantra energizes us. You know?
जितनी
भी नेगेटिविटी है सब खत्म Remember the chariot. Negative means going down towards the senses. Positive means going towards the soul. Spiritual. Chant.
Can we have more of meditation in these four?
Yeah, we have.
And with those bhajans and all, with only...
Everything.
Both
of them. So this was just a preliminary, most preliminary session.
Sir, so you said God is a person, but we can only observe his light or hear his sound. So how could we can see?
It's a detailed subject matter. It requires a lot of explanation.
Excuse me. So I have heard that God ki hum light observe kar
sakte hain. Yes, aapko maalum chal jayega. 4 days mein maalum chal jayega.
You know, Holy Book says it is stated that a Kalki avatar is going to happen in this Kali Yuga. Yes.
He will come after 4,27,000 years.
Definitely.
Yeah. Jesus Christ could come, Prophet Muhammad could come as a prediction, Kalki will also come.
Why these avatars?
To establish the principles of religion.
Why are people divert?
I was asking you that question about the mind.
Are you clear?
First of all, the
love between soul and the God is spiritual. Love between boy and the girl is not spiritual.
So, but sometimes happens that you just about one girl and that all, and you don't do anything.
So the love between a Hee Ranjha was not a spiritual. Hee Ranjha or it was not a
spiritual. Yeah, love
material.
Some material.
Excuse me, sir.
What is the actual meaning of love in the spiritual world?
Love means sacrifice.
Sacrifice or what?
To be ready to do anything for your lovable. Anything. Not expecting anything in return.
What is our lovable? Whom we are going to love?
God.
So that can.
That will come, you know.
God is Bhagavad
Gita. The definition,
God is such a holy person.
No, God is a person. We have a relationship with God. We have transcendental dealings with God. Talking, laughing, loving.
God is in ourselves.
No. Again, it will be clear to you.
So
third session will be clear to you.
So the definition which you gave about love, that can happen between a boy and girl, then why is it?
अभी नहीं पता चलेगा आपको आप जब फोर्डे सेशन अटेंड करेंगे देन इट विल बी क्लियर टू यू
सर
अभी इवन इफ आई टेल यू यू वांट मी टू अप्रिशिएट
दैट
स्टेज नहीं आया आपने कर लिया रजिस्टर रिफ्रेशमेंट्स ले लिया
थैंक यू सर
Sir, you told me like
show
something. Sir, you told me about. I want to know. The brain is basically a cluster of neurons, you can say. So, like they are just a neuron. Neurons are in the arms only. They are everywhere. The nerve cells. So, how did the nerve cells develop the power thing? They are just a cluster of nerve cells. They just dwindled up in a, like a mesh like thing. How did they develop the power of thinking?
They don't develop power. Just like wires.
Yeah. I understand the brain is hardware and the mind is software. I agree with that. But I want to know, like, how did it develop the power of thinking? Like, you can say computer is having,
But computers also having software, and hardware is also there in computer. But computer can't develop the power of thinking.